is a bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Mr. Ken Colburn Lover. And Brandon Disney.
Now, Mr. Lover, Lover, girl. Mr. Lover, Lover, Lover.
Hey, Mr. Technology Man there.
Heidi Man. So, are we done passing the Dutchie?
That's another song altogether entirely.
Yes.
It's the Computer Corner, by the way. We're back right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. We're talking to you about technology and back to school. We're talking about Service Pack 2. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. 602-277-5827. A couple of lines are actually open right now.
And to prove that we're taking calls, we're going to talk to Ben, who's been on terminal hold, has just now been let loose, and is going to tell us about his spam blocker.
Well, yeah, it was recommended to me by a friend. Actually, you know of her very much also. Her name is Danielle from Mesa.
Yeah.
And it's called Curb, Q-U-R-B.
Q-U-R-B. And is this a plug-in type of spam blocker, or is this a third party that stands alone and goes and scrapes your mailbox clean for you?
It's a third party.
It is. Okay. So you need to open it before you open your mail?
No. Okay, no. What it does is I use Outlook Express. So when I open my Outlook Express program, it starts downloading all the messages from Cox server, from the Cox email server. And as it does this, and it's really fun to watch the numbers because it'll go 24/7, 24/7, 3, 4, 18, 24, 4.
Hike!
And what do those numbers mean?
What those numbers mean is that Cox is downloading them, and it does, and Curb is taking, what Curb is doing is it's scanning your address book. So, like, let's say I have Ken and Brandon on my address book.
Yep.
And then you send me a message.
Yep.
When the message comes in to Cox and my computer downloads it, Curb says, "Oh, I know these guys."
Because it's in my address book, so they're good. So that's called whitelisting, actually. And that's kind of cool that can look in your address book and automatically create a whitelist from that address book.
So if it doesn't see it there, it quarantines it.
Ah.
And when you go, and what it does is it creates another folder. You know, you've got send items, deleted items, drafts.
And then that's in kind of limbo there, questionable stuff, huh?
And it may just be like, I'm having a hard time getting them to not whitelist you guys. Now, it's not that you can't read that stuff. You just have to go down
right to that folder. Right. Now, for those of you that want to give this a shot, it's QURB.com. It's actually gotten PC Magazine's Editor's Choice last year.
Uniform Romeo Bravo.
Are you getting technical with me?
Well, those are just in case someone wants to know the letters.
You are correct.
It's $30.
Actually, there's a free trial download, which is something that we like. Yeah.
Once you see, now I'm on a lot of email lists, so I get a heavy load every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm like 3 or 4 email lists.
Right.
If you're someone who actually gets a light email load based on the fact that you don't have very many emails that you get every day, that you just get mostly junk, this thing, I use this thing for like 4 days, and I'm like, I'm in.
It was good, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're getting two thumbs up from Ben. Ben, thanks for bringing that to attention. I hadn't heard of this one. Curb.
Curb with a Q.
Q-U-R-B.
.com. It says curb spam. Make it stop. You can kick spam to the curb.
Wow. So if you haven't found a good solution for your spam, then you can check that out. There's a free download from...
There's a free trial. It looks like it's about $30 if you want to buy it. Also, by the way, there's some free tools that help you deal with spam at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the big yellow seal of approval up in the upper left-hand corner, and then it'll direct you to the websites where you can download things.
Do we have time to talk to another spam killer guy?
Spam killer Bruce. Bruce is a killer. He's actually a homicidal maniac when it comes to spam.
Well, he's trying to be. He's trying to be, maybe, huh?
I actually have a question.
Yes, sir.
I saw an article on a spam killer called K9. It's not on your recommend it or not on your Do Not Install list? And I was curious if you heard of it and where I could find it.
Had not, but there's about 12 bazillion spam yeah. killer programs out there now, and we tend to stick with the altruistic ones that tend to be free.
This one's supposed to be free.
Oh, it is free? You know what? We'll take a gander at it and see what it's like and do some testing in our secret laboratories
okay.
and let you know what we think.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything particular? Have you tried it yet or not?
No, I like I said, I just thought recommended. I did a quick Google for it and couldn't find it, so I thought maybe you might know about it and have an opinion.
When you say you saw it recommended by whom?
It was an article in the paper.
Which paper?
Republic, I believe. It's been about a month, and I forgot where I saw it exactly. I think I saw it in the Republic.
I found it here online. It's at a place. It looks like it is freeware. It's for standard pop mail accounts only, meaning regular email, not for Hotmail, not for AOL, not for any other kinds of mail. And it looks like it works in conjunction with any kind of POP3 mail client, but it's not a plug-in kind of program. It looks like it's a separate outside-of-the-box program.
It's like MailWasher, where you have to actually, before you open your email, you have to open this program, have it go check your mail, scrub it, and then you go and open the second program.
Really?
And
yeah.
from my 10-second scan of just looking it over, it looks like they've all got all kinds of things you have to do to configure it and how and training it and setting it up, and it looks like it may be kind of complicated for a novice kind of guy. I just went and typed in canine spam killer at Google and it came up as a second link. So
okay, all right, so the ones you on your recommended list, or you prefer, you
we know for sure those ones work. They're both free, the ones that we have listed there, right. And
Mail Washer is pretty much like what this canine is as far as a third-party standalone program.
Okay.
There's
right.
hundreds, if not thousands, of them out there. We just, you know, we haven't tested all of them, but we do know the ones we have do work well.
We do have one very easy method for killing spam, 100% guaranteed, permanent, never again.
What? Get rid of your email?
No, yeah. Don't ever open your email program again.
Exactly.
It works every time.
Well, I'm on Cox, and I get just like by the thousand. And
well,
I
now Cox also has the ability to turn on the spam filter at their mail servers before you even get it.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
How good are they?
Well, it's not going to be a perfect situation. No spam filter is, but it's
a heck of a lot better than nothing.
Yeah. So if you don't have anything, maybe try that. If you like it, keep it on. If you don't, turn it back off.
I don't have anything, so I'll go to Cox's homepage.
Yep, Cox.net.
I think it's support.cox.net will get you even quicker there.
Either way, but look, you can turn on the spam filter. Chances are they sent you an email a while back when they launched this, like 8 months ago or a year ago, whatever. So I'm sure you keep all those and read them very closely.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that you can do is if in the past you've made mistakes and given out your email address places you should not have, if it's not really inconvenient, you might just change email addresses. And you can sign up. Cox lets you have up to 7 email addresses, so you could just start a new one and then kill your old one or never check it again.
Or keep the old one and only check it from time to time and then start giving your, you know, kind of transition over to just the beautiful people get the new address.
Right.
I've used about 5 of the 7, but I've got a couple left.
Well, you can always delete some of the old ones.
I've got other people in the family. So
there you go. All right, Bruce.
All right. Take it easy.
Kick them out of the house and take all 7.
That's another solution there.
Yeah. Time, I have no...
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week. We got all kinds of other good stuff, and a few lines open at 602-277-5827. It's Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney over here. It's the Computer Corner. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be right back.